Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three. As always, I'm your host, I'm Jeff.
And of course, I am Rocky. Welcome to the Rule of Three today.
The Breakdown Edition.
Thank you. I was going to say that, but I was trying to let you...
Hey man, old habits are hard to break, man. Sorry about that. Yes, this is Rocky. If you are a Rule of Three listener, this is Rocky from the Breakdown Sports Show.
That's right, man. You can catch us on BSS Carolina's... you know, as far as Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, everywhere.
Yeah.
And you can get the Rule of Three where?
Spreaker and Fox 98.7.
There you go. So how you doing this week, man?
I'm good, man. The draft was a lot of fun this weekend.
It was very interesting.
It was. So we got to talk about the main storyline. Laramie Tunsil.
Absolutely. And I just want to welcome everybody on Periscope. Oh. Welcome to the show, in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
We are on Periscope right now. You can chat with us during the show. Let us know what you think about Laramie Tunsil. Let us know about what you think about the Panthers, Cowboys, any other team you want to talk about. Let us know, and we'll try to talk about it during the show.
It's definitely weird doing a show with a Cowboys fan.
Why? We're more politically correct than any other team. No, I'm just kidding.
Sure. Listen, Greg Hardy.
I'm not Skip Bayless. Sorry. I'll tell you. Skip Bayless gives Cowboys fans a bad name.
Well, don't worry. Skip Bayless will
be
leaving Fox soon. Yeah. I wonder if he's doing radio or a TV show.
He'll probably do a TV. Why don't you do a first take type of show with him and Cowherd? The two most hated people.
Oh, my God, no. They could never work together. Like Colin Cowherd would, like. They'd fight.
Yeah, they would.
It would be no doubt about that. All right, so back to Laramie Tunsil.
Yeah.
Off the Skip Bayless. And by the way, don't talk bad about Colin Cowherd ever again.
I like Cowherd, man.
Awesome.
I like Cowherd. I do. Anyway, you're talking about Tunsil.
So Tunsil, obviously the fall, the video, the what's the politically correct term? The ingesting of a smoking apparatus with a face mask?
If you've not seen it, if you are under a rock and you haven't seen it somewhere, he had a gas mask on.
With a bong.
With a bong from 2 years ago, he said.
I believe him.
I believe him. But, dude, 10 minutes before the draft?
I usually don't believe athletes when they say I was hacked or that. I truly believe it. Because I don't think in the time that he had – from being in the green room, walking the red carpet, and then 10 minutes before the draft go, hey, you know what? I'm about to sabotage myself. Boom, here's a video of me smoking weed. Seriously, I mean, no. Nobody's going to do that. It cost him $7 million.
Yeah, I heard like $7 to $8 million. So yeah. But, no, I believe him as far as that. Here's a couple of things with me that bothers me about this. First of all, delete the video. All right, you're getting ready to get drafted, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of the video. Why? You have an issue with your stepfather.
Yeah.
Okay? Something with your mother also. But you got an issue with your stepfather. Do not give them ammunition to ruin your life.
But if it was from so long ago, it might not have been his. That video might not have been in his possession.
Right, but change your password. Do whatever you got to do. I mean, social media, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, he didn't have time. He was in the draft green room.
I'm talking about before when you're getting ready for the draft. You know if you're getting drafted.
But that's what I'm saying. Okay? Like, he doesn't know. Like, that might not have been in his possession. It could have been on somebody else's phone or computer or something.
Right, but it came from his social media account. That's the reason.
So you want him to delete his Twitter before he gets drafted?
No, don't delete the Twitter. There's precautions you can do. You're getting ready to come up with a draft. I'm going to change my password. I'm going to do whatever I can to protect myself so he doesn't – I'm just saying there's steps you could do.
I would say 99% of the time I don't think it would matter. But because there had been reports of being extortion and the lawsuit with his father, maybe that would have been the best route to take.
Right. But think about it now, because at the rookie thing they do every year for rookies, guess what they're going to do now? This is going to be an example – of social media at the draft.
I wouldn't have social media.
That's part of it. I mean, what does LeBron, he says he tries to do during the playoffs? He
shuts it down.
He shuts it down, right?
And he does shut it down.
Wouldn't you shut it down? Yeah. He's been shutting it down lately in the playoffs, but wouldn't you shut down your social media when you're getting ready to get drafted? One little thing comes out where you went to a club.
But look at Jared Goff. If you look at Jared Goff's, and he's a super boring guy, don't get me wrong. All he tweeted.
Baron Carson Wentz.
I would take Carson.
Who's least boring?
Least boring?
The guy from North Dakota State?
I guess the guy
State?
From California would be least boring. But if you look at his Twitter, it was all, like, sponsors. Like, he was sponsoring things. So he was making money. So I guess I wouldn't – if somebody was like, hey, we'll give you, you know, $15,000 if you tweet out, hey, buy Tide, it brings your colors out.
Okay, I get that
you
point.
You see what I'm saying?
But say,
money.
Say if you're a – athlete like Robert Nikimich from Ole Miss.
Kimchi. I love that stuff.
Kimchi. Yeah, Kimchi's even better. But, you know, when you have that guy, when you have a background of things.
Yeah.
When I'm getting ready to get drafted, I'm like, all right, I got to take my steps to make sure I take precautions that I don't get.
Okay,
you know,
so what's worse? That video, or when Shane Ray popped hot for marijuana at the combine?
That's the
who's
worst.
Dumber?
Who's dumber?
Shane Ray.
Really? No,
yes.
I'm saying Tunsil.
No.
Now, here, all right. Fine. We discussed the whole gas mask thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, after that, he gets drafted. After the draft, he goes to a press conference.
They set him up, dude.
First of all, that agent he just hired, I would turn around
fired.
And fire.
I'd have fired her off, okay. Like walked off the stage.
The lady, he was put in a bad spot. I absolutely agree with that.
I didn't even know they did press conferences after you got drafted.
I've never seen one. I saw them do the one at the front with Susie Colbert, but that's it.
Yeah.
Not one backstage and all this. Anyway, the agent, okay, and it's not even the agent. It's the agent's PR person that walks on the stage while he's talking.
And it's like, we're done.
Why didn't you do that sooner?
Yeah.
Why
somebody should have just – I mean, but the thing is, I was glad he was honest. I was glad he was honest. I like honesty, man.
I like honesty, and I'm not trying to do a Todd McShay where he should lie.
Todd McShay should have just lied. Should, no comment. I'm done.
I don't like the whole – Pay, come on, dude! You just got drafted, and now you'll tell everybody you paid. You got money from the coaches at the school because this whole situation don't follow you forever.
Why does he care? What if I'm a player and I got paid? If somebody asked me and it was like a controversial, I'd be like, yeah, whatever, I don't care. Yeah, sure, why not?
And I don't care
about my school anymore.
We're talking about $300 to pay rent for his mom.
That's a light bill. That's a heavy light bill.
No, oh yeah, it was a light bill. But you got $300 for that, and that's going to. I don't know who I feel. I feel bad for him.
Oh, I feel bad for Ole Miss.
But Ole Miss is getting ready to get it.
Yeah, they're about to get hit right. Hard. The NCAA's coming down.
Robert, you know, Laquan Treadwell.
I mean, he got a real hard time with them Ole Miss players. Jeremy Tunsil, Nikem Ninjinji. Treadmill.
Funny story during the draft, my wife's like, all right, now I know who the Dallas Cowboys are drafting with the fourth pick. I was like, no, we're not drafting. Don't worry. We got offensive line. We don't need them. But
yeah,
I'm surprised
no.
We didn't draft.
No, that's totally Jerry Jones. I'm going to just surplus the offensive line out. Why not?
Right. But, you know, going back to that, I feel bad for the kid. I feel bad for him being put in that spot. I don't feel bad for him keeping that video going. Because I think we agree to disagree.
I don't think he had it. I think that he was set up. I think somebody knew that was floating around, one of his friends or his stepfather. Somebody had that. Because who's going to cost themselves $7 million like that?
He just did.
Either that or he just really didn't want to go to San Diego. And I don't know why, because it's beautiful. I don't know why you wouldn't want to go there. Anyway, so you brought up a point about the Dallas Cowboys. So, Mr. Cowboys fan, what'd you think? I know we were talking back and forth during the draft.
Yes, we were. First and foremost, in case you don't know, Goff went to
the Rams.
Rams, thank you.
In Los Angeles.
Which makes perfect sense.
Sure, Cali boy.
And I'm not staying away from the Cowboys question. I was just saying Goff went to the L.A. He had to go there. You don't want to pick Carson Wentz to go to L.A.
I would have taken Carson Wentz over Jared Goff.
Right.
But if I were
a California kid, you had to take him.
Yeah.
All right, because he's Cal and all that. You had to.
He could be the next Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll see. But then we had Joey Bosa went to San Diego.
This screwed everything
Huge thing. Everybody said Bosa should have been one of the first players drafted, but we didn't think he was going there. Anyway, after that, the Cowboys selected Zeke Elliott and his fashion statement of the year, the crop top. Which I will get that jersey and wear. Yeah.
It will not be displayed on this show. Never. Sorry.
No, it won't.
No, and I was texting you during the draft, and I told you, I was like, man, they're going to take Elliott.
And I was fine with that.
Because, I mean, you know the Cowboys better than anybody. Well, I won't say better than anybody else. Probably not better than Troy Aikman, but you know him pretty well. Jerry Jones takes those fast, flashy players, and you just – Elliott was too good. The funny thing, he could be the steal of the draft.
Absolutely. And listen, I love Zeke Elliott. And what I was trying to tell you about is the reason I wanted Ramsey, best defensive player in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Out of where?
Out of Florida State, of course.
Go Noles.
I love the kid. I love – when you play corner, you need to have the cockiness. All right, and he's got it.
Deion Sanders.
All right, he's already calling out Dez Bryant in practice. He said, I want to go to Dallas to play Dez Bryant in practice. I'm like, yeah, come on. I need you to go here. I was thinking Dez Bryant, you know, Byron Jones on one side. You put Jalen Ramsey on the other. We got corners for the next 5 years.
And you still have Claiborne.
Yeah. We still got Brandon Carr.
Yeah.
We got Brandon Carr. We got Scandrick coming back.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so we got cornerbacks. We'd be pretty good at corner. And you can play Ramsey at safety. You can play Byron Jones at safety.
No. As a Florida State fan, I'm telling you, do not play Jalen Ramsey at safety.
Okay, you could, but we got the versatility of playing Byron Jones or Ramsey at safety, right?
Yeah. Also, don't underestimate that man can return punts and kicks. And
Ramsey?
Yes.
But that's another thing I like because, you know, the return game. We need somebody because Lucky Whitehead got let go or he went to New York or something. So we needed somebody else to come in. Actually, we still got lucky. We lost Harris the year before. He went to Johnson.
Well, I mean, you're talking – the way you're setting up the secondary for Dallas is like, well, they don't really need him either.
No, and that's the reason I was fine we went with Elliott. But I wanted that guy because – we're playing again in the NFC East against Beckham Jr. twice a year, and they're going to throw the ball. Defense wins championships.
But that's it. All the NFC East has is Odell.
Right.
I know.
Right now. I mean, we don't know. Jordan Matthews, see what he'll turn into.
They got to have somebody throw him the ball, though.
Right. They do. And we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens with Carson Wentz, I guess.
Right. Exactly. But going back to Dallas, you know, and I love Elliott. Don't get me wrong. We have McFadden in the backfield. We just signed Alfred Morris. We didn't need – it wasn't a need that we had to do, but we got the most talented running back in this draft. Probably the most talented running back in the last five drafts.
Until next draft.
Yeah. That's what they keep saying every year.
I mean, no, but you know next draft. Fournette, Dalvin Cook.
True.
There's a whole lot of guys coming out.
Fournette's coming
out.
Nick Chubb. And here's the one thing that sets Elliott apart from other people, the blocking.
Yes, right. He's so strong.
We don't have – McFadden's not that great of a blocker. Neither is Morris.
No.
So he – and I'm happy, dude.
And he
can pass
the ball. Morris cannot – try last year, he couldn't catch the ball out of the backfield at all.
That's for sure. That is absolutely true. So – but, no, I'm happy with what we got. You know, I'm good with it. And then we had Jalen Ramsey go to the Jags.
Yeah.
Jalen Ramsey went to the Jags. I know you love that pick.
I mean, yeah, I'm a big Florida State guy. I always love to see my guys go really high. Jameis. So, but I don't know, man. Here's the thing about the Jags. The Jags stole the offseason. They won completely. 100%. the Jags.
In the draft?
Yeah. They won the draft. They won free agency. They won everything. They literally just put like 8 starters on their team.
Well, and they just got Bowers is back this year. Ain't it Bowers?
Fowler. The defensive end.
Right.
From last year out of Florida. Last year.
Which is huge.
Yes, he'll come back, and he's basically getting a first-round draft pick again.
And they added Ivory in offseason.
Yep. And they got the guy from Denver.
Right.
I mean, they put 5-6 starters on their team.
Well, the AFC South just went from the worst division in football to maybe the best this year.
Ooh.
With the moves they did. Next couple years, they're set up that way.
Yeah, Andrew Luck is not happy with what he's watching right now.
No, because you just added 3 young quarterbacks to that
Tennessee's
division.
Garbage. Tennessee's going to be garbage again.
I don't know. They did a lot. Tennessee did really well.
We'll see what happens with Murray.
Okay, you got Murray. You got a good 1-2 punch with Murray and Henry in the backfield.
I forgot they drafted Henry.
They drafted Derrick Henry. Oh. They made some good moves in the draft.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, I mean, Tennessee, they're giving an A, B plus, overall A. Jack Conklin, the tackle they drafted, they just need some playmakers.
Well, we'll see what that, man, I can't think of his name, the big receiver they got last year.
Dorial
Green Beckham or something like that.
Yep.
Something like that. He could pan out.
So, real fast, I wanted to know how your division did. And give them a grade real fast. So tell me the South. How did Panthers do?
I don't know. I really don't. I love the defensive tackle they took. He's a big dude. He's fast. He's strong. I worry about what school he came out of and the talent he played against. But then I feel like all we did was take a bunch of corners and hope that one of them is the next Josh Norman. Like, that's it. That's like all they did. I think they drafted a tight end. Like, after we drafted, like, the 3rd corner in a row, I was like, I'm done. But I trust Gettleman. So, I mean, I'm good with it. I don't understand why you would take a tight end in the draft at all when you have Greg Olsen and Ed Dixon. I don't understand that at all. And you have this kid that we've been hyping up in Carolina for, like, 3 years. Some guy, his last name's Williams, and every preseason they talk about how he's, like, the next, like, Antonio Gates or whatever. But then he never makes the team, so.
And I texted you. I say, that's a Gettleman pick.
Yep.
Gettleman does this ever since the Giants. He defense line, offensive line.
Wouldn't surprise me if they would have taken that center. Oh, no, he just went right before that.
But Kevin Dodd was there. I'm surprised him or somebody.
We were talking, I was like, yeah, you know, I would rather have seen him take a DE. But, I mean. In Gettleman, we trust, man. That's how I roll. The rest of them, and they did all right, man. Tampa.
Bradbury. Go ahead.
Let me ask you about Tampa, because they've been getting crushed today. And this is hard for me to talk about. They've been getting crushed because they took Roberto Aguayo.
In the second kicker. Round.
Yep. And I'm going to tell you why that is not a problem. That's why that's not a bad thing. Because look at every single leading score. Like, who are the, you know, who led the league in scoring forever? The top 33 of all time are all kickers. And Tampa lost 3 games last year off of missed field goals. And look at the way Minnesota ended their season, missed field goal. I'm going to tell you, as a Florida State fan, Roberto Aguayo is super accurate. Is he the best from distance? Is he Janikowski? Is he going to hit him from 50 all the time? Probably not. But from 45 in, you put 3 on the board, man.
No, it's not a bad pick. And they gave him a B overall. You know, it was not bad.
Some GM, anonymous GM, came out and said it was the dumbest draft pick of all time.
Absolutely not. I'm going to say this real fast. San Francisco 49ers did the dumbest draft pick of all time. They traded out of the first round. And trade it back in to get a guard at 28th.
And then panicked.
That was a third round.
Panicked and took
a guard.
He was
a third round pick.
Yep.
At best. I was like, what are you doing?
Oh.
I could say DeForest Buckner. Because staying with the Oregon Duck theme. It didn't work in Philly. It's not working in San Francisco.
If you're going to just draft players from a college team, let it be Florida State or Alabama or LSU or Ohio State, why pick the team that is nothing like a pro NFL team? It literally baffles me that he does that every year. I mean, I get, hey, seventh round, you want to pick up one of your boys that you drafted, whatever, just to give him a paycheck? Cool deal. First round draft pick, was DeForest Buckner that good?
No.
No.
Real fast, the Falcons, what do you think? What, give me a grade you think they did. I mean, their biggest move was Keanu Neal, the safety that was overvalued.
Yeah, see, when I saw them take him, I was like, yep, they didn't do nothing. They needed playmakers, and that guy's not a playmaker. He's an average safety at best.
What about the Saints? They got Rankins, Sheldon Rankins, Louisville, Michael Thomas, Ohio State, and Von Bell.
Honestly, I liked what the Saints did. The Saints really – I mean, they have one of the best offenses. If they took any offensive player, they made no sense. They had to go defense, 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 defense. They have to build
– Well, I mean, they took Michael Thomas, but he's a good wide receiver.
Yeah, but you're also losing – you just lost Colson, so you have to
– Makes sense.
Yeah. I liked it. I liked their draft.
All right.
So what was the steal?
The steal of the draft?
Yeah.
The steal of the draft for me had to be – I mean, Tunsil could be up there. I had it in my mind the other day. I mean, I was thinking about – I think we poke fun. I think Robert Nikomich or Kimichi is going to be
let's,
the number
let's
one.
Let's do this together, Kimichi. Rocky. Kim Dichie. Okay.
Kim
the Ditch. Steal of the draft, I'm going to go out on a limb here, is going to be Keenan Reynolds.
That could be one. I'll give you another one, Braxton Miller. I'll give you another one.
I would take Keenan Reynolds over
Braxton. I like Keenan Reynolds, and I love the Ravens picked him. I'm just saying, that's the name to watch.
Great organization for a great guy.
Exactly. And the Giants, as far as the East, I think the Giants over Eli Apple was picked too early for me because he's a smaller corner, and they got corners.
Let me ask you a question real quick.
Yeah.
We're about to wrap this up here. Let me ask you a question. I already told you who I thought won the draft. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars did. Who do you think won the draft?
I'm going to say losers, Cleveland Browns, because they took five wide receivers real fast. I just want to point that out. Loser.
With no one to throw it to.
RG3.
Until his knee gets snapped because they have no offensive line.
Believe it or not, I'm going to actually say Chicago Bears.
Because I haven't heard that yet. That's interesting.
Chicago Bears have a very good draft. They draft defense where they need it. They didn't need a lot on offense because you already got running back, quarterback, and wide receivers. Because don't forget, they're getting their number one wide receiver pick from last year coming back this year. Kevin White comes back. So you got two wide receivers. You already traded Bennett. I mean, you got some pieces in Chicago. They could compete. And you build that defense. What does John Fox do? He builds defense at least.
Yep. So. I like it. All right, so you say the Bears. I say the Jags. Yep. People on Periscope, people on Twitter, you know where to find us. Tell us who you think won the draft. That is going to do it for this show of the Rule of Three. Next show, we're going to talk NBA. We're going to talk the Hornets falling. We're going to talk the Warriors still winning without Steph Curry. I know that excites you. It bores the crap out of me. All right, that is going to do it. As always, I'm your host. I am Jeff.
And I am Rocky of BSS Carolinas, and you always catch us everywhere.
Thank you. Good day.
Way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a-